This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Black holes, the cosmos, space and time travel, science and technology, brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku,
and GCNlive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku, Professor of Physics at the City College and also the Graduate Center of the City University of New York. And on Science Fantastic today, we're going to throw the lines open because this hour is your hour. This is the time when you can get to the phones and call that magic number, 612-564-8135. Write that number down, 612-564-8135. And in this hour, all we are asking of you is that you leave your name, the call letters of the radio station you're listening to, or the website, and the city you're calling from, and bingo, maybe you can be on almost 100 radio stations that carry Science Fantastic. So once again, give us a call if you're curious about this great world of ours, 612-564-8135. And if you want to know more about what I do for a living, then go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org, or to my Facebook site at Michio Kaku, or Twitter at Michio Kaku. And also on Facebook, we have 3 million fans on Facebook. On Twitter, we have about 1 million people per week who get the tweets that I send on Twitter. And I'm on a book tour, and maybe I'll be speaking in a city next to you, signing your copy of my latest New York Times bestseller, The Future of Humanity. Go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org, and maybe, just maybe, I'll be signing your copy of The Future of Humanity. And after I sign your book, well, you can go to eBay and auction it off for money. That's right. You could actually make money by going to the book tour. Also, check out my other New York Times bestsellers. I have 4 of them altogether. One of them is called The Physics of the Future, talking about robots, artificial intelligence, health, cancer research, talking about how we will live in the next 50 to 100 years. And then in Physics of the Impossible, I go, well, 500 years into the future, but we might even entertain time travel. We might even have teleportation, starships within that frame of time. And then my book, The Future of the Mind, I talk about the incredible developments about inner space, not just outer space, but probing into the inner thoughts of the human brain. Did you know that by looking at blood flow in the brain, we can actually see how thoughts are created? This is amazing. And some old wives' tales that scientists and the average person believe, but never could be verified, can now be tested. For example, it's an old wives' tale that says that when a man talks to a pretty girl, he starts to act stupid. Now, we've all seen that effect, but we can now see it at the level of blood flow in the living brain. Yes, when a man talks to a pretty girl, chances are blood drains from the prefrontal cortex and the man starts to act mentally retarded. Amazing. We can quantify this effect. We can actually introduce metrics to measure blood flow and show that, yes, sometimes common sense and old wives' tales are correct. Well, that's all in my book, The Future of the Mind. But the latest book is called The Future of Humanity, where I go thousands of years into the future. You know that next year, Next year, we're going back to the moon. Did you know that? After a 50-year gap, we're going to send an unmanned space probe to orbit around the moon. After that, within about maybe 5 years or so, we're going back to the moon with astronauts. In fact, we may even have a traffic jam around the moon because, one, we have NASA with the SLS booster rocket. Two, we have Elon Musk of SpaceX with the Falcon Heavy rocket. It's a moon rocket. Three, we have Jeff Bezos, formerly the richest man in the world, and he has his own spaceport called Blue Origin's rocket program in Texas, and he's planning to launch the new Armstrong rocket, which can go to the moon. And, not to be outdone, the Chinese. The Chinese have the Long March rocket, and they want to put the Chinese flag on the moon as well. So we can have a traffic jam around the moon within the next 5 years. Well, anyway, find out what all the excitement is about by going to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. Well, without further ado now, let's go to the phone calls. And once again, the number to call is 612-564-8135. So let's take the first listener phone call.
Stu, KFQD, Muldoon, Alaska. Professor Kaku, I'm making this call in late February, and the radio signal has been lost, or the satellite signal. The announcer on the radio says this time of year, the sun solar flares sometimes interrupts with the transmission. Could you please explain why it's seasonal? Thank you.
Yes, well, it turns out that the solar flares are actually caused mainly by sunspots on the sun, and they go through an 11-year cycle. And so in this 11-year cycle, the sunspot activity peaks and then drops down tremendously. Now, why is that? Because magnetic field lines are like the windings of a clock. When you wind up a clock, the mainspring tightens up, and then if you release it, it goes boing, 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 when you release the mainspring of a manually wound up clock. Now, it turns out that the sun rotates, and the magnetic field lines, however, do not rotate in synchronization with the sun. So as the sun rotates, the magnetic field lines do not rotate in synchronization. There's a mismatch. And so just like winding the mainspring of a clock, it winds up the magnetic field lines until one day the field lines are suddenly released, and you get this explosion of activity every 11 years. And then it is also seasonal because we know that the Earth, for example, the North Pole, points toward the sun during winter time. In fact, that's why we have winter. The Earth tilts at 23 degrees. Therefore, the North Pole tilts toward the sun during summertime. So it gets hotter. And then Australia has the opposite opposite pattern. Its south pole points away from the sun, and therefore sunspot activity is seasonal as well as having its 11-year cycles. So there are actually two cycles within the sunspot. And then we now realize that on a scale of several hundred years, the sun has an explosion and a tremendous, gigantic solar flare can actually hit the Earth, like what it did in 1859. That's called the Carrington Event. Now, the Carrington Event, if it were to happen today, would cause massive blackouts over the entire world. Property damage, perhaps $2 trillion. Satellites would be knocked out. Our astronauts in outer space would be endangered. Power plants on the Earth would be short-circuited. We would have blackouts throughout the Earth. And, of course, our satellites would be partially destroyed as a consequence. Now, we don't know how often the Carrington event takes place. But going to the North Pole, we can have evidence that perhaps it happens every 200 or so years. Okay, well, let's take a short commercial break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135 and become part of the March of Science.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Once again, if you want to be part of the March of Science, if you want to get on almost 100 radio stations which carry Science Fantastic, then give us a call. The number is 612-564-8135. Okay, let's move on now and take the next listener phone call.
Good afternoon, Doctor. This is Edwin. I'm calling you from Dallas, Texas, and I'm listening to you via your website. My question is there a way to supply energy to the world by having solar panels in space, acres upon acres of solar panels in space? And maybe drones delivering fully charged batteries down to Earth. Do you think it is possible, and when will it be done? Thank you.
Well, solar power from outer space is possible. In fact, I write about it in my book, The Future of Humanity. However, the problem is economics. The problem is, how cheaply can you extract energy from outer space? First of all, you lose energy when you go through the atmosphere. You lose roughly 50-60% of the energy going through the atmosphere. But even then, if you have a large solar panel in outer space, big enough, large enough to encapsulate tremendous amounts of solar energy, you can convert it to microwave radiation and beam the microwave radiation back down to Earth. However, there are problems. First of all, satellites go around the Earth every 90 minutes or so. Therefore, if you have a satellite that's very close to the Earth, maybe a few hundred miles from the Earth, you have to have hundreds, thousands of them in order to beam down a continuous amount of energy. In fact, that is one of the problems with a Star Wars program, where you want to shoot down missiles that are being launched, let's say, from Russia. The problem is, at any given time, you want to have a satellite go overhead, which means you have to have thousands of satellites going overhead. Now, the solution to that is to make them geostationary, which means a satellite has to be about 20,000 miles, not a few hundred, 20,000 miles in outer space. And that's how satellite TV dishes work. Satellite TV dishes work because the satellites are, quote, stationary. They rotate at the same rate at which the Earth rotates around its own axis. But the problem is, you lose a lot of energy in the process because the solar panel is 20,000 miles from the Earth. So in other words, is it possible? Yes. Is it economically feasible? Well, that's the killer. We want to reduce the cost down to the point where it's competitive. Competitive with ordinary solar that you get by simply putting a solar panel in your backyard. Now, there's also the concern of safety as well, because we are talking about beaming large quantities, industrial quantities, in fact, of microwave radiation from outer space. So we have to make sure there are fail-safe systems to make sure that the thing doesn't go out of control and in the process, not exactly become a death ray, but in the process cause damage to the surrounding areas if the satellite starts to wander and the beam is not totally stationary. So once again, is it possible? Yes. Is it compatible with the laws of physics? Yes. The question is economics. Can you compete with oil, coal, and ordinary solar? At the present time, launch costs are too expensive to do this. But as we have reusable rockets entering the economic equation, costs could drop to the point where it becomes feasible. Now, for Mars, people have thought that this is the ideal way to melt the polar ice caps of Mars, and then liquid water will flow freely on the riverbeds, the ancient riverbeds of Mars. So this is being thought about not just for the Earth, but also for the planet Mars. Okay, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
My name is Pam. I'm listening to KSIM, KZIM, out of Cape Girardeau, Missouri. When listening to, recently listening to an Art Bell program from 1997, he mentioned your name, that in that year, going against conventional, theory that there are five dimensions, you believed there were ten. My question is, do you still believe that? Thank you.
Well, yes, I've been on the Art Bell Show several times talking about hyperspace. In fact, I have a bestseller called Hyperspace, where we no longer necessarily believe that we live in a three-dimensional space-time world, or four-dimensional if you add time. We believe that there could be higher dimensions all the way up to 10, possibly even 11. This theory is called string theory, and we think that it is the fabled theory that eluded Einstein for the last 30 years of his life. He was chasing after a theory of everything. Now, we believe that in three dimensions, you cannot cram all the forces into one single theory. Three dimensions is too small to accommodate the nuclear force, the electromagnetic force, and the gravitational force. When you start to go to 10 dimensions, all the forces fit very neatly into a single theory called string theory. In fact, that's what I do for a living. And if you go to any physics department, go to any physics conference, then yes, they'll make mention of string theory because it dominates the field. Some people say, well, what's the alternative to string theory? And the answer is, there are none. It is the only game in town. It is the only theory which can unify gravity with the quantum theory. These are the two great theories of the universe. The quantum theory gives us a theory of atoms. The theory of Einstein, theory of gravity, gives us a theory of black holes and expanding universes. These two theories don't like each other. So far, it has resisted almost all attempts to unify the two into a single theory. So far, string theory is the only candidate that has survived. Now, can we test it? That's the problem. The Large Hadron Collider outside Geneva, Switzerland, is simply not powerful enough to totally verify string theory. That's why many nations of the world want to go to a new generation of particle accelerators, even bigger than the one in Geneva, Switzerland. For example, the Japanese are looking at the ILC, the International Linear Collider. The Chinese are jumping into the game. They've made a proposal for a super atom smasher. And in Geneva, Switzerland, the European Union. The European Union has proposed a successor to the Large Hadron Collider. So once again, it is the leading candidate. String theory is the leading and only candidate for a theory of everything. It's a theory defined in 10 dimensions where we have enough room to put all the forces of nature. But has it been tested? And the answer is no. It may take many more years before we have a test of string theory. Sorry about that. Okay, well, let's move on to the next listener phone call.
Raymond Cronin, I download your talk show on YouTube. Calling from Katy's, Kentucky, and my question is this. I was listening to Stephen Hawking not too long ago, and he was saying that when he adopted the Euclidean approach to the beginning of the universe, I'm assuming that's the geometry. I'm wondering what the hyperbolic approach would show if it's ever been attempted. Thank you.
Well, you ask a very interesting question about the late Stephen Hawking, who was a pioneer in understanding the Big Bang theory and also black holes. Now, he had several theories. One theory was that black holes are not really black, they're gray. They emit something called Hawking radiation. That's his main achievement, Hawking radiation. However, that's also the reason why he probably never won the Nobel Prize in physics. I speculate. But the Nobel Prize Committee only gives Nobel Prizes for theories that have been proven experimentally. And Hawking radiation is so faint, so small, that we have never directly measured it, even though we all believe that it's there. He had another theory about time. And that is, did the universe begin at some instant of time? That is called Minkowski space. He introduced something called Euclidean space. So let's take a short commercial break. And after that, we'll talk about whether or not you can have a universe with no beginning. That was his theory. Okay, you're listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Department of Justice is now investigating itself. Its internal watchdog is looking into allegations that it secretly seized phone data from at least two House Democrats during the Trump administration. Two large tech companies confirmed they were ordered to turn over their information through subpoenas. An official confirmed that Apple informed nearly a dozen people in May about the probe. At that time, a gag order from the DOJ had expired. According to the source, the investigation didn't reveal any evidence of leaks. The Justice Department acknowledges it has been aggressive in pursuing leaks of classified information in recent years. That includes former Attorney General Jeff Sessions and his successor, Bill Barr, who has responded to allegations, Barr saying he was unaware of any member of Congress being subpoenaed in the case. He also said he never spoke about leak investigations with former President Trump. This is USA Radio News. Attorney General Merrick Garland has announced that the Justice Department will double its enforcement staff to investigate voting rights violations, calling the right to vote the cornerstone of democracy. Garland denounced some states' efforts, largely heralded by Republican lawmakers, to suppress the vote, including more stringent voter ID requirements and vote-by-mail restrictions. He said the Civil Rights Division will use provisions under the Voting Rights Act to ensure existing and new voting laws don't discriminate against certain classes of voters, including people of color. During a speech in Tulsa, Oklahoma a few weeks ago, President Biden urged voting rights groups to begin to redouble their efforts to register and educate voters. He asked Vice President Kamala Harris to lead the effort to protect voting rights. While the House has passed federal voter protections, the legislation is in peril in the Senate, where Senator Joe Manchin said he would break from his party to oppose it. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Once again, if you want to get on air and ask a question about science, give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. Well, the question that was asked before the break was the question about the legacy of Stephen Hawking, that he had a rather unusual theory about time itself. Hawking realized that there is a problem with the Big Bang, and that is everything suddenly started at some instant of time, and he even believed that that was the reason why there's no God. In other words, it has theological implications, because he said there was no time. There was no time for God to create a universe because the universe was born at the beginning of time with a Big Bang. So, Stephen Hawking tried to modify this. He said, for example, take a balloon. If you take a balloon and you're an ant on the balloon, And the question is, can you go above the North Pole? No. If you're wandering on the surface of a balloon, the North Pole is there, but you cannot leave the balloon. And so he thought that the universe of time was like a balloon, that if you go to what is called Euclidean time, that time is not in a straight line. Time is like a balloon, and a balloon has no beginning. And therefore he said, aha, that explains how the Big Bang had, in some sense, no beginning. Well, let me say that that's not the point of view that other physicists who work in the quantum theory believe. Many people who work in the quantum theory lean toward the multiverse idea that our universe, well, is a bubble, but there are other bubbles out there. And our bubble did begin in a Big Bang. But since there are other bubbles, there are other parallel universes. This is called the multiverse theory. It is, in fact, one of the dominant theories in something called quantum cosmology. It's something that I work in, for example. And it goes around Hawking's disproof of the existence of God. Because Hawking believed there was no God because there was no time for God to create the universe. But you see, if universes are being created constantly, then that proof, the disproof of Stephen Hawking, goes out the window. Now, what is the thinking of scientists today about Euclidean time? The jury is still out. Because at the present time, there is no one theory that explains the instant of creation. The Big Bang theory does not tell you why it banged, how it banged. The Big Bang theory simply says there was a bang. To understand why it banged, you need a higher theory, and that gets us back to string theory. String theory says that bangs happen all the time. Big bangs are happening even as we speak. Universes are being created. That is now one of the dominant theories of the creation of the universe. And if you want to find out more about this, get a copy of my book, Parallel Worlds, which talks about the multiverse theory. Okay, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
Hi, Professor. This is Gary. I listen on the web, and I'm calling from San Rafael, California. I have a question about prime numbers and how they relate to cryptography somehow, and how generating keys and so forth. And I'm wondering why, like, people are getting cryptocurrency for calculating factors, I mean, numbers that can be factored into primes and so forth, and why some supercomputer can't just do that instantly. But basically, just how prime numbers relate to keys and cryptography and such. Thank you very much.
Wow, you ask about three or four different questions in one question. So let's try to break it down. Let's take a short commercial break. And after the break, we're going to continue with Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call at 612-564-8135, and maybe you can be on almost 100 radio stations that carry Science Fantastic.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. The lines are open. You can give us a call or get on the web and ask a question or make a comment. The number to call is 612-564-8135. All we ask is that you leave your name, call letter to the radio station or the website, and the city you're calling from, and maybe you can get on almost 100 radio stations that carry Science Fantastic. Well, before the break, we had a very interesting call that mentioned several buzzwords. So let's try to break down these buzzwords one at a time. First of all, there's a question of code breaking, and that's called cryptography. And code breaking is sometimes based on factorizing a number. For example, if I give you a number with a million digits, think about that, a number with a million digits, and then I ask you to factorize it, that is, see whether it's divisible by 2, 3, 4, or 5, see if you can factorize it into two separate smaller numbers, why, that would take centuries even with a supercomputer. Supercomputers, even though they're very fast, have limits. And one of the limits is cryptography when you try to crack codes. That's why many nations use codes based on the ability to factorize a very large number. And if you have a number, let's say with a million digits, to factorize it would require centuries of time on a supercomputer. So that's why prime numbers, which cannot be broken down, are of very much interest to the CIA and governments around the world. Then we have cryptocurrencies, which are different. Let me explain that. We have things that are cyber money. And cyber money out there is outside the realm of the jurisdiction of many nations. One nation does not control the internet. And so we have cryptocurrency like bitcoins that can flourish without national jurisdiction. Now, personally, I think it's a bad idea to invest money in cryptocurrencies, even though they are outside the jurisdiction of many countries, therefore tax laws do not apply to cryptocurrencies. First of all, criminals are very much interested in that because they want to launder money outside the jurisdiction and eyes of the major powers. However, it is gambling. And as a consequence, it goes up and down, up and down. Now, you may say to yourself, now, wait a minute. The stock market is also gambling. Some people call it a big, gigantic slot machine, which is the stock market. So the stock market is really the slot market, some people say. But you see, there is a difference there. Cryptocurrencies invest in nothing. Nothing tangible. They provide nothing of value or use for society. The stock market, on the other hand, has many aspects of a slot machine. However, it invests in things that are good for society. Goods, services are speculated upon, and that promotes growth, innovation, wealth, progress. So there is a difference between Bitcoin cryptocurrency on one hand, which produces nothing of real value, and the stock market, which is also a form of gambling, which does create a form of value. That is, it creates things that are useful for society. And then the next thing that was mentioned was the question of quantum cryptography. It turns out that a digital computer may take centuries to crack codes using ordinary numbers and prime numbers. But quantum computers can conceivably crack codes in an instant of time, codes that no nation can break with present-day technology. Now, we know because of all the WikiLeaks that have been released to the public, we know that the CIA has, in fact, look into quantum computers to see whether they can crack codes of nations, because that, of course, would topple the secrecy of many a nation around the planet Earth. But the CIA concluded, as many physicists have concluded, that quantum computers are still decades away. We don't even know whether they're fully functional. However, quantum computers on a small scale have already been created. But a quantum computer that can compete with a digital computer still has not been created. Well, okay, let's take another short commercial break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135, and maybe you can be part of the March of Science.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting, alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Once again, the lines are open. You can always give us a call at 612-564-8135, or you can go to my website and be part of Science Fantastic. The website is mkaku.org, mkaku.org. So find out what all the excitement is about. Well, we last left off, we had a question about cryptography. We had a question about quantum cryptography, cryptocurrencies, everything. And it turns out that's a very hot topic, so let me summarize really quickly what it's all about. First of all, cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin, I would not advise you to gamble on it because it is gambling. You could lose a fortune that way or gain a fortune, but you're not doing anything useful for society. Second of all, the CIA has in fact been interested in quantum cryptography because you can crack any code using a quantum computer. The catch? Quantum computers that are more powerful than digital computers do not exist yet. The slightest disturbance, somebody sneezing a block away, will cause decoherence to take place. All of a sudden, the atoms are no longer vibrating in unison, and the whole thing collapses. So decoherence, that is the fact that impurities, impure sounds and vibrations, can destroy everything, that problem has not yet been solved. Okay, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
My name is Steven. I'm calling from Atlanta, and I listen on your podcast. My question is, I understand Caltech scientists have been able to move objects using light. They plan to one day scale this to move spaceships. A, how will they scale this to move something so large? B, how will they get light into space? And C, wouldn't it be better to get robots to go in this spaceship and have the spaceship be able to return rather than send humans? Thank you, and have a great day.
Well, you asked several things in one question, so let's try to break it down. First of all, is it better to send robots into outer space than humans? And the answer is, well, it depends. For space shots that go way beyond the orbit of the moon, that go to Jupiter and Saturn beyond, you really do want to have robots and not humans. Humans, we realize, are quite frail, and humans really have not gone much beyond the orbit of the moon. When we went to the moon 50 years ago, that was the world's record. We have not gone beyond the moon since that period of time. And it's very dangerous out there with radiation. Plus, of course, robots do not complain. They need no life support. They're relatively cheap, and they don't have to come back. In fact, many nations can send probes to the moon. Going to the moon is no big problem. The problem with sending humans to the moon is bringing them back. Only great nations have the capability of bringing back humans from the moon. So sometimes when conspiracy theorists say that we have not been to the moon because that requires a very advanced technology, realize that in principle, North Korea could probably send a probe to the moon. So going to the moon is not such a big deal. It's bringing astronauts back from the moon, back from outer space. That requires a very high level of technology. And so for short-term visits beyond Mars, going to Jupiter and Saturn, that requires robots because it's simply too dangerous to put humans out there and is very costly because of life support. Life support easily can double, triple, quadruple the cost of a space mission. And humans, however, for short durations and for going to the moon and Mars, humans can do a much better job than robots. Robots, for example, cannot pick up garbage. Robots cannot even do simple tasks like repairing a broken toilet or being a sanitation worker or solving a crime. Blue-collar work on the planet Earth is better done with humans rather than with robots, because we forget that robots are adding machines. Adding machines, things that are repetitive, things that involve number crunching. That's where robots excel. But humans excel at almost everything else. We are innovative, we're creative, we have manual dexterity, we can recognize objects, we can run, jump. Our robots cannot do any of the above, except with tremendous difficulty. For example, our most advanced robots can barely walk across the room, avoiding obstacles as they do that. And so, with regards to sending humans, with regards to sending robots to outer space, it depends on what mission you're talking about. Okay, let's move on to the next listener phone call.
Rodney Hostek, KNIS Radio, Redwood Falls, Minnesota. My question is, I understand matter is not destroyed or created. I believe God created the heavens and the earth because, here's the question, the Big Bang Theory, well, if God didn't create the matter that caused the Big Bang Theory, well, I believe he created the matter that caused the Big Bang Theory. What else would explain that? Thank you.
Well, you ask a very interesting question because there's still a lot of holes with regards to the Big Bang Theory. Well, I see that our time is up. And once again, if you want to be part of the March of Science, if you want to be part of the majesty and the splendor of the universe of ours, then give us a call at 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters to the radio station and the city you're calling from, and hey, maybe you can get on almost 100 radio stations that carry Science Fantastic. Good day for Science Fantastic.
Tea Club's original Pure Poundy Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.